Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, huh?
The Lord thy God is the
mystery
is my name.
What?
The Lord thy God is
the
mystery is my name. What?
Well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. Oh, we just praise God. We're so excited about this night. We're excited about what God is doing, how he's doing it, and we're just full of joy knowing that God is indeed in the midst. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We love you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. There is no God like our God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, we just bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the midst tonight, to have you in the midst tonight. We love you. We adore you. We continue to dedicate this broadcast to you in every part of it, Lord. Have your way. Amen. Have your way, Lord God, in us, at Getem Radio, and in the households of each and every person who is on the line, as well as each person, Lord. Do as only you can do. Thank you, Lord God. You've had me to know that miracles, hallelujah, are coming and miracles are here. We thank you for that, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Oh, and then, Lord, we want to lift up our speaker to you tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our very dear Pastor Helen Price. Lord, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Hallelujah. Every part of her body. We thank you, Lord God, that her body functions, her body and her mind, her will and emotions functions in the perfection that you created them to function in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her with might right now in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How we saw that, what you just did. Thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We honor you. And we adore you, Lord God. And we make a demand on your anointing. In Pastor Price, hallelujah. We just make a demand right in her belly where the rivers of living water are. We make a demand on your anointing on the inside of her, Lord God. Speak through her. Even speak to her. Hallelujah. And let it be heard all around the world and heeded all around the world. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. I love the Lord, how he does things like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. So we are so excited to have our dear Pastor Price back with us. We've been spending this entire month, the entire month of September, doing spiritual warfare. And Pastor Price is facilitating our spiritual warfare boot camp. I had a talk with one of my other sisters today. We were talking about how there are certain organizations that will have you to be refreshed on information every year. You know, doesn't matter if you've been with that organization for many, many years, but there's some basics, some things that people need to be refreshed upon all the time, or at least once a year. And so she was doing something that she had to be refreshed on by her company once a year, and it had to be done today. And I started thinking, that's what God wants us to do too. You know, they got a word from the Lord, amen, to go and refresh their people with certain things every year. So I got the word, Lord. I understand it. We're going to be doing spiritual warfare boot camp at least once a year, because we need this refreshing. We need to be refreshed, renewed, and revived in this basic part of our salvation, to be able to walk in it, to be reminded about it. Amen. And so without any further ado, we're going to introduce to some and present to all our very dear Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And I want to thank God that I concur with you, even as I'm used by God to be able to minister in these boot camps, these basic training in spiritual warfare. I'm telling you, each time that God has me to do that, and Lord willing, as soon as we finish this week, in the beginning of October, I start back again ministering on another at the Point, the Friday night Point service at another church for down in Texas to begin again. And I'm so excited because God always brings out certain revelations, and it's just quickening me. This is something that I just marvel at him, and I don't marvel at him in that sense, but I just know that he gets his point out, what he wants to get out, and I thank him for that. And I'm learning even the more as I go out. At the beginning, when I first started the messages and began to do by his leading and his guidance, I only knew 10 weapons of our – in fact, I only knew 9 weapons of our warfare. And I went back over a book that I'd written, the Lord had me to write I think maybe 27 years ago, and I went back to the book and saw that I had maybe about 8 weapons of our warfare. And now through doing these, God has quickened me by his spirit and just enlightened. That's why we can't lock God in. We cannot lock God in, that he's given me over 20-something, hallelujah, weapons of our warfare. So I'm learning. And I thank God again for you, Apostle Kizzy. I want to thank you again for inviting me to do this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. And as always, I mean it from my heart that I'm honored and thankful to God and you for this invitation, because I pray, Lord, open doors of utterance that your word may go forth, which you invest in me. And so I believe that God touched you with this door of utterance, as he did even for the one next month. And I look to God for it. It's my pleasure to be able to say yes, Lord, to your will and yes, hallelujah, to your way as we be. Hallelujah, as we begin to get older in age, we understand, even when you're younger, it doesn't matter about being older in age, but when you're younger and especially when you get older and you know that in however many years that we are going to be able to stand before the Lord, we want to be able to say, Lord, I want your will to be done. I want to please you in every way that I can and all that I can. And we're his workmanship. We've been created for a purpose and a plan. And so I looked to him and said, Lord, use me in your service as our mama, as mama, pastor, mama, if you're not going to sleep, as you say, use me, Lord, in your service. God has used you so marvelously, pastor, mom, through the years. And so we say the same thing that you have said, Lord, use me in your service. So I'm grateful to God for this invitation. And also I want to just give, as I did just now, a special shout out to you, pastor, mom. Pastor, mom, I thank God for you. I thank God for Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Catherine, who have been tending to you and counted an honor to do so. And I thank God for you tonight. I pray your continual strength in the Lord. I pray your healing, health, and wholeness in your arm and in other parts of your body, that God would just take care of you. There's a little girl named Avalyn, and she wasn't, I think, no more than 5 or 6 years old. I know you all are going to continue to hear me tell that story. And she just asked the Lord, when that tornado took her up, and she was whirling around in that tornado, she said, she asked Jesus, Lord, take care of me. And God had that tornado to spit her out in the mud, and she lived. Now, we don't know what her sister said. We don't know what her sister said, but her sister passed away. But Avalyn lived. And when she went to the hospital, they took her to the hospital, and they said, what happened, Avalyn, when you were up in that tornado? She said, I asked Jesus. I asked Jesus to take care of me. And she said when she did, she ended up in that mud. And God let her be spit out in the mud. She had some injury, but not life-threatening ones. So we thank God for taking care of you, Pastor Mom, and taking care of you, Apostle, and Pastor Catherine. I continue to lift the both of you all up. I continue to speak even now to any infirmities in any parts of your bodies in the name of Jesus, to the knees, around the knees, the legs, in Jesus' name, and every cell and organ and system of your body from your backs, your lower backs, and every part of your bodies, and the arm where mom's arm is, every person, I speak to every weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort in Pastor Mom, in Apostle Kizzy, and Pastor Catherine. I speak to that. You said, Lord God, that we would speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and would not doubt in our hearts, that we would have whatsoever we say it. And then you told us, Lord Jesus, you've given us delegated authority to use your name. That's what this whole boot camp and basic training and spiritual warfare has been about, is being able to know that you've given us delegated authority to use your name. That at your name, every knee of things in the heaven and the earth and under the earth should bow its knee to the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying, Father God, this night for a special touch, Father God, upon Apostle, upon Pastor Catherine, upon Pastor Mom. And in Jesus' name, that even now I speak to every spirit of pain and discomfort to their bodies, whether it be around the ankle, whether it be around the leg, the knee, the back, or the head, any parts of their body, I speak to it and charge and command it to cease and desist and be rendered absolutely null, void, and inoperable. I bind and rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist it in Jesus' name, and charge and command it to leave each one of them and not return in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Pastor Mom, I want to say to you and Pastor Catherine, Apostle, I love you all. I thank God for you all, and thank God for touching and healing you all in your bodies. And then I was also asked, thank you so much. I was also received a call right before service tonight by our sister, Sister Deb. We want to lift her up in prayer in her body. In Jesus' name, we speak to every spirit of weakness, sickness. I just want our battle buddies to join in with Debbie. Even now, and we speak to every weakness, sickness, and disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort in her body. We rebuke it at the root and the source and charge anything that is not of God to leave her body and not return. We decree and declare over Debbie and over Pastor Mom and Apostle and also over Pastor Catherine that by the stripes of Jesus, even now, they are and were healed. We decree and declare over them that they are the redeemed of you, Lord God. They're redeemed from all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, and pain. Yes, they're bought off by your precious blood, off the auction block of even now, not only sin and death, not only every work of the devil, but off of all weakness, sickness, disease, and infirmity. They are the redeemed of you, Lord God, and we say so. We decree it. We declare it. We establish that in each one of their lives. And then not only with them, but I speak concerning every person that's on this line tonight. And those, if Jesus tarries to come, even though we do say, come, Lord Jesus, we say, come, Lord Jesus. But if he tarries to come in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak right now concerning every man, woman, boy, and girl who's listening tonight, to that one that's going through in their sinuses, that one that's going through with a headache, that one that's going through in their bodies, whatever, even in that their digestive system, that one that's going through in their body tonight. I speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort on your body. On your body, in Jesus' name, charge and command it to leave you and not return. And I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed, whole, well, and sound. And I decree and declare in Jesus' name and establish in your life that you are the redeemed of the Lord, and we say so. Lord Jesus, you and your word are one. For you said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld your glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We thank you that your word runs swiftly because you and your word are one. We thank you for your word running swiftly to that headache and eradicating that headache, that sinus problem. We thank you now for your word running very swiftly on behalf of every man, woman, boy, and girl, both now and those who will listen if you tarry to come to this message in the future. And we give you praise. We give you much honor. We give you much glory. We give you much praise. We love you tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight. Lord, already have your way tonight, Lord God. It's all about you, Lord God. We thank you. We worship you tonight. We glorify your name. And then I want to thank God for every other person who is here tonight. Those of you, like I said, who will not listen right now, but those who listen later on, I give thanks to God for every single one of you. In the name of Jesus. And then I give much glory and honor to Jesus Christ, who again is truly the great head of the church, and he is the head of my life. And we give glory and honor to God. As we come tonight, we're on the fifth week of this basic training in spiritual warfare. And tonight, this week, we're beginning to talk about putting on the whole armor of God as soldiers of the living God. Let me tell you something, those of you who are ministers in the gospel, those of you who will be listening later on, and you might want to go really, really and say really, really in depth. Oh, I just want to really get in depth into it. I'm going to tell you something. Well, 40 minutes or 30 minutes is not enough time to be able to do that. I'm going to do as much as God would have me to do tonight. Remember that. And the parts that he would have me to share. You know, some things are line upon line, precept upon precept. Just ministering alone on the armor of God is an extensive message because there are so many things that are part of that armor of God that we could talk about. So I'm going to give the part. I had to be able to. That's why sometimes when I'm getting ready to minister, I need to get along with God. I need to get along with him because there's such a vast amount of information that can be given. There's such a vast amount of approaches that can be approached. Remember that when in the gospel, God used four different men to give the gospel, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And each one of them came from a different aspect and a different perspective. Glory to God. So I had to find out tonight what perspective, what aspect, how do you want to approach this? And because there's so much, such a vast amount of information that can be given. So tonight, for those of you who may be erudite and scholarly and you may know everything there is about the whole armor of God, and you might say, you know, she did not do what I would have done. Well, God will give you that opportunity and open up that door for you to give it the way he tells you to give it. Tonight, I've endeavored to walk and do, let him order my steps in the message, order my steps in his word so that he would have what was on his mind. He has something on his mind tonight. He has something on his mind tonight. And I sat down and said, what's on your mind, Lord God? What do you want to say? And he began to impart to me what he wanted to do and what he wanted to say. So I thank God tonight. So we're beginning this week on putting on the whole armor of God as soldiers of the living God. I want you to remember, I told you that my niece Stacy was in the military. I told that in some of the prior broadcasts, that she was in the military. And she not only was a recruiter and a retention specialist, she was even an MP. And at one point, she was a certain kind of, I'm trying to remember, platoon sergeant. I may get it wrong, Stacy, if you ever listen to this, but she was one who was responsible for training of soldiers. Only 5'2", but she's a powerful woman of God, beautiful both inside and out. I thank God for my niece. Glory to God. And so one of the things she said that was very important for a soldier in the armed forces to remember is that there are three R's. That is, that they were to be at the right place, the right time, in the right uniform, because knowing the dress code and how to be dressed properly was vitally important. You wouldn't go into certain areas at a certain dressed a certain way, you know, maybe dressed down and come in there and you don't have on the right uniform and you meet a commanding officer. No, you have to be dressed right in the right place, the right time, and in the right uniform. Glory to God. I could go so much into that. Glory to God. So we too as Christian soldiers in the army of the Lord must be trained and know what to put on and what to put off. Now the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at just a few things that we as soldiers in the army of the Lord must put off first. And then we will look at putting on the whole armor of the Lord. In Ephesians 4 and verse 22, the Lord instructs us that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Do not grieve the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, when I was coming up as a little girl, I belonged to three different churches. One church was from my family. Is that one side of my family was Baptist, another side was Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal, and another side of the family, I mean, another place that they would put us in was across the street in the Lutheran ministry, in the Lutheran church, because my brother, my grandmother that was in the Baptist church would try to take us to church on Sunday. We'd have to walk, and it was a long walk, sometimes in the hot sun, and she would have on a beautiful hat and her clothes and her heels and her shoes. And my brother was just a little boy. He was just a little boy, but he would get tired and wouldn't want to walk. And so she would put him up on her shoulders. Can you imagine that? She would put him up on her shoulders and walk. And after a while, it got just too much for my grandmother. And so they began on Sunday mornings to put us across the street. There was a Lutheran church, Missouri Synod, across the street. And that was a wonderful ministry to be in. I sometimes missed going to, I did. I missed going to the Baptist church. And my other grandmother would take us to her church, which was the Pentecostal church, Ninth Street Church of God in Christ, Bishop's Flat. So they would take us there. So I had a very, very good background as a little girl. Well, one of the things I was a very, you know, you got to watch these little children because little children are very observant. Little children are very, very observant. So as a little girl, I would watch. I would watch ones that went to church, to the Baptist church. Sometimes people smoked down in the basement. They came out of church, and even though they had been in and some may shout, but they would be just cursing. I said, now, how do you go to church and come out saying ASS and SHIT? How are they doing this? I was just a little bitty girl. I'm talking about 4 or 5 years old. I said, how are they cussing like this? How can they keep on cussing? And I ask you the same thing. How we got to put off cursing. How can we say? And the next thing I look sometimes on my Facebook page, I see people that I said that. They're walking close to the Lord. They walk, and I still come out with all kind of cursing, even age. They'll come out on, and I said, oh, wow. I said, that's something. But I remember as a little girl, I would watch that. I said, how come, Lord? I would ask him, how come they cuss like that, and they come to church, and then they come out cursing? I would ask him. I was just a little girl. And then I watched when I went to the Church of God in Christ, I would watch, and I didn't know there was such a war going on between the Pentecostals and the Baptists. And I would see anger and rage and hatred and animosity for people that were in the Pentecostal church that were angry about the Baptist people. And I said, Lord, they kind of mean as junkyard dogs. My granddaddy had two great big huge dogs called Rough and Rowdy. Rough and Rowdy. But they're what they call junkyard dogs. You know, you go on a junkyard and you find a junkyard dog, they're going to cut up bad. So as my little mind, as a little girl, I would look and I'd say, now, here they go to church and they come out cussing every Sunday and they smoking all their cigarettes and stuff. Just my little mind, you know. And then I would look at the other side and I said, they're so mean. One grandmama would be mean to the other grandmama. It was a mess. It was a mess to behold. And then I can remember saying as a little girl, well, I don't want to be like that. And even until the time when I even got grown and it was ministering, and I would go to the Baptist churches in New York, and I ministered a lot at the Baptist church in New York City. And down in the basement, the people were still smoking before they come up for the service in the church. They would do that. They don't do that nowadays. Now, I don't think. Maybe some churches still smoke in the basement. But they would smoke, you know, and do different things. So those were things that I would observe as a child and even saw later on. Well, God says to us, but as believers, there's some things we need to put off. And there are some things we need to put on. There ought not to be coming out of our mouth curse words. We're the light that God has placed here, epistles, living letters that are read by every single man and woman, every single man. I've seen people that have been stricken with cancer and other things that are just cursing like sailors. And I would say, don't you know how close you are? You ought to be saying, Lord, help me to be able to say the right things, Lord God. So anyway, Ephesians 4:22 says, I didn't mean to stay that long on that. But Ephesians 4 and verse 22 says, put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. We don't want to grieve the precious Holy Spirit. Then in verse 25 it says, therefore putting away lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Colossians 3:8 says, again, because it's going to reiterate about lying, it says, now, you also put up all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, and lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deed. In the New Century Version of that verse, it says, glory to God, the New Century Version, glory to God, but not also put these things out of your life. Anger, bad temper, doing and saying things to hurt others, using evil words when you talk. Do not lie to each other. You have left your old sinful life and the things you did before. God wants us to put away. There are things we need to put away. Anger, bad temper, doing and saying things to hurt others and using evil words. There are people say, I'm going to say what I want to say when I want to say it and how I want to say it. God said, if you're my child, he said, if you're my child and you love me as I love you, if you love me and you're born again, you're going to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're not going to let anger and rage. God said, cut that off. And then he talks about in Revelation that talk about the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. And he talks about who's in that lake, the unbelieving. And then he said, all liars, all liars. Your people just lie to hear themselves lie. And sometimes there are lies that come out that we need to say, Lord, I repent of. I repent of that. Because this old nature wants to lie when it wants to lie, wants to say what it wants to say. But through Jesus Christ and by his spirit and that born-again spirit, we begin to follow what God wants us to do and how to do it. That's a put-away lie. Don't just be lying. And don't just take it by course saying, I'm just going to go on and lie. I was hearing somebody the other day. I said, now, that wasn't even necessary for them to lie like that. I said, they didn't have to lie. I said, that wasn't even necessary. Well, there are things God tells you. You don't have to lie. He said, remember, all liars will have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we want to remember, put off lying, put off anger, wrath, bad temper. There's some people just like ticky boom, ticky boom, ticky boom. Go off on you in a minute. God said, no, put away bad temper. Put away anger, doing and saying things to hurt others and using evil words. And that's to each and every one of us. God is seeing by his spirit. And then now we're going to talk about, like I said, all of these, I'm talking about what that is only a very tiny portion of what we're to put off, by the way. That's such a small portion of what we ought to put off. But right now, for time's sake, I'm looking at my time. We want to be able to get on to what we're to put on. And we're going to start at that very familiar scripture in Ephesians 6, 4. When it talks about finally, my brethren, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's what the word of God says in Ephesians 6 and verse 10. It says in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. What's the key thing he wants us to do? To stand against the wiles of the devil. He says, you're going to need this armor on to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then the word of God says in here, glory to God, for some reason something is going on technically with my equipment, all right, and getting to my scripture, and something is going on. I rebuke this in Jesus' name, whatever it is that's going on in Jesus' name. Lord, help me so that it won't do this, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it says, and those of you who are praying, Pastor, please intercede. Yes.
What scripture's here, if you have, you know.
Okay. In Ephesians 6, 10, read 10, Apostle, please. Read 10 through, 10 through 16. Read 10
okay.
through 16. I'm sorry, 10 through 18. 10 through 18.
Okay.
In Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 for me, please, because this thing is just jumping. I don't understand that.
Okay.
All right?
Maybe. Get it together then. Okay, Ephesians 6,
okay.
10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against a spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. Verse 13, therefore, take up the whole armor of God
that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, and with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that. I really appreciate that. And thank God so much for reading that out for me while I try to change programs. I was trying to change programs so I could be able to get this done in such a way, still be able to get to it. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle. And so Apostle began, thank you so much. So Apostle began at Ephesians 6 and verse 10, where it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, look, we're going to camp for just a few seconds around Ephesians 6:10. Around Ephesians 6:10, because that is a very key verse. You need to mark that verse, remember that verse in Ephesians 6 and verse 10, which says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Like I said, so much can be given into each. If we did this extensively verse by verse, we could go into so much. Because that word in the Greek, my brethren, brethren, and as a matter of fact, the word finally is like a way of saying, look, this is of utmost importance. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. If that's what the Greek sense of that finally is. And then brethren is my comrades, our soldiers in the Lord. If you look up that word in the Greek, that word brethren, comrades, our fellow soldiers. It says, finally, my brethren, or my fellow soldiers, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That word is so important because God never called us to be strong in ourselves. I'm going to say that again. God never called you or me to be strong in ourselves. He said, be strong in me, says the Lord, and in the power of my might. Glory to God. I was thinking about just then, my sister, Pastor Catherine, she's our oldest sister. And my sister was raised and doing, I know she told me that she did pick cotton and different things. I didn't. I was raised up in the Midwest, so I wasn't raised in the South, but she was raised up at first in the Midwest. She's been here now long. I've been in the Midwest now a long time. But when I first got around my sister, one of the things that I realized that was so wonderful was my sister was strong in so many ways. She was little now. She wasn't old, didn't have no fat nowhere, but she was strong as strong can be. But in our strength, no matter how strong we are in the natural and in the physical, God says, I'm not calling you to be strong in yourself. I'm calling you to be strong in me and in the power of my might. That's what God tells each one of us. Each one of us, glory to God. So the bottom line, because I didn't start off with a review, but I'm going to kind of go through this little bit that I'm doing because this is where the Lord led me, the direction of how he led me to do. He says that the bottom line of this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare, is that as soldiers in the Royal Army of the Lord, to remember that we have a commander-in-chief who is with us, who does not want you or I or any of us to worry or fret. He said, I want you to remember and know that all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Jesus Christ is not just our commander-in-chief, but he is also, he wants us to know what kind of relationship we have with him, that he is our bridegroom king. Say bridegroom king. He's our bridegroom king, our savior. We're his body. We're the bride of Jesus Christ. He's our bridegroom king, but we're his body. We are the bride of Christ. as soldiers, the character and nature of who we are not only soldiers, but we are also soldier brides. We're the bride of Christ, and Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our very best friend. You've got a commander-in-chief that says, be strong in me and in the power of my might. Be strong in me. He said, and remember, you don't have a relationship like a person in a normal army. We look at Queen Elizabeth is called the commander-in-chief of the royal forces before she went. Now, her son, King Charles, is the commander-in-chief of the royal army in London, England. But I dare to say, unless it's one of their family members, that they don't have that intimacy of every day being intimate and can be intimate with the king or with the queen. Now, maybe in their mind they are, because if somebody says in their mind they're close to people when you see them on TV all the time. When we used to look at the Jeffersons, you get close and think about, you know, George and you know Weezy. But those were just characters. But we, in the body of Christ, God wants us to know that he is our commander-in-chief. He's our bridegroom king, our Savior, our Lord. He's our very best friend. He says, I'm your very best friend. He says, soldiers, I'm your very best friend. You can be strong in me and in the power of my might. He said in the word of God, he gave his life for us. John 15 and verse 13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He says, I prove to you I'm your friend. I'm your very best friend. Oh, yeah, there are people that want a BFF, a best friend forever. But I'm telling you, God is our best friend forever. Jesus is. He is not only with us, but the word of God says he's in us. We have a wonderful love relationship with Jesus, the great head of the church, the captain of our salvation, the captain of our faith. And he has a love relationship with us. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn these. That's why he said, finally, my brother, be strong in me, in the Lord, and in the power of his might. That is why we always, as we begin to go into the whole armor of God, we're instructed by God, keep in the forefront of our mind and memory that our strength is in him, in the Lord, and in the power of his might. We're not in this warfare alone. I said, when you're talking about being a soldier in my army and as a soldier bride, he said, you've got to know. 1 Corinthians 9:7 says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. He said, you're not going to war at your own expense. I'm backing you. I'm your bridegroom king, and you are my soldier bride. That'll change your perspective. Because when we know who we are, it will change the very direction as to what we go in. Because we'll begin to say, I'm the bride of Christ. I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. He's the great head of the church. He loves me so much that he gave his life for me. So when situations begin to come up and things begin to blindside us or try to hit us in the gut or situations come up, we can remember that he's with us and that no matter what happens in our life, he said all things are working together for good because you love me and you're called according to my purpose and plan. Everything that touches you, my dear, and my children, my son, my daughter, because even the sons are the bride. They're soldier brides. We're part of the body of Jesus Christ. And he wants us to know that he's the strength of our lives. That is why our key scripture for this basic training in spiritual warfare is so very important. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4, it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then it goes to verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. God wants us to know that we can endure and keep on keeping on, persevere any kind of test, temptations and tests and trials. That's what the hardness is, as a good soldier. And then we don't get all entangled with the affairs of this life. Yes, we continue on, but we don't get entangled in it, that we may please him who have chosen us to be a soldier. That's 2 Timothy, our key verse for this whole series, and chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. So as soldier brides, before we leave from that 10th verse, as soldier brides, God wants us to say to him, even in the midst of all this going on, he said he wants us to say, even so, He wants us to say Maranatha to him. Remember, he's our bridegroom king. He wants us to say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. That's what Maranatha means in Revelation 22 and verse 20. He said, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. That's what Revelation 22 and verse 20. Maranatha is not the word, but that word Maranatha means, come, Lord Jesus, even so. So as soldier brides, Jesus wants us to occupy until he comes. In Luke 19 and verse 13, he exhorts us to occupy until he comes. He wants us, as Apostle said, to be on ready. He wants us as soldier brides to be on ready. God wants to embed that into our hearts and minds from this particular series. He said, you're a soldier bride, and Jesus is your bridegroom king. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he does not want us to be entangled in this world, because he wants us to stay close to him, because our strength is in him. Remember, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So now we're going to begin to look at seven parts of the armor. Seven parts of our armor. We're not going to go. It's 9:45. I'm going to be looking forward to finishing very soon. The word of God says, when we looked at it, and he said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then it begins to talk about what we're to put on. He said, standing therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. So God wants our loins girt about with truth. That belt is so important because it protects the private areas. It has clips on it that holds the breastplates and other things in place. That's why I said I could go into so much about even the loins girt about with truth. And then remember the truth. We talked about that one of the things we ought to put away is lying. Put away lying. And so we have to say, Lord, one of the things that the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit does is he leads and guides us into all truth. And we can pray and say, and putting that off, lying off, because that old nature wants to lie when it can, all with nothing. So he says we want to be able to come and say, precious Holy Spirit, lead and guide me into all truth. Lead and guide me, and let me speak truth from the inward parts. Glory to God. So Jesus, and then we understand that the truth is God's word. He says in the word in John 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We want to be able to gird our loins about with the truth of who Jesus is. He said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and then in truth. We worship him in the truth of who he is to us as our bridegroom king. That's why I love what Apostle is doing, has been doing and encouraging us over the years to be able to know who God is in our life, who he is. Who is he to us? Glory to God. And then the word of God says in John 8:31 and verse 32, he said, if you continue in my word and you are truly my disciples, indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I know some people say they use the set you free, but the King James Version says it'll make you free. The truth, having our loins girded about it with truth, it'll make you, it'll force you to be free if you continue, he says, in my word. Because the truth will make you free. It's the truth that you become intimately acquainted with. It's going to make and force you to be free. John 8, verse 44 says, he was talking to some of the people, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out his desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, refusing to uphold the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language because he is a liar and the father of lies. That's why the enemy many times wants to have people to lie, because he's the father of all lies. You got to refuse it and say, no, uh-uh. And if you find a lie coming out, correct yourself. So, that ain't true. I'm going to speak the truth. Glory to God. I told you about Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and the unbelieving, this is who's going to be thrown in the lake the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's serious. That is serious, saints of God. That's why we have to have our loins girded about with the truth of who God is, the truth of his word on the inside of us. Because all liars shall have their part in the lake. That's Revelation 21 and verse 8. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then secondly, we're to have on the breastplate of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God, Jesus, took on our sin and gave us his royal robe of righteousness, right standing with the Father. And saints of God, I could preach for days and days and days and still not get it all on the wonderful benefits of righteousness. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, it shall be declared to be in the wrong. For this is the heritage of the righteous. I'm sorry, but this is the, I should have written that down. This is our heritage, and our righteousness is of him. It says at the end of Isaiah 54:17, our righteousness is of him. Righteousness is a carrier of great benefits. He said, when the righteous cry, he hears. We went through in Proverbs 10 and 11, those are the righteous passages, the righteous scriptures. If you'll look through there, you'll see when you see the word just and upright and righteous, I'm telling you, there's so many wonderful benefits to the righteous. And in Psalms 37, God talks about the benefits of being righteous. So we want to put on that breastplate because it protects our heart. It protects the vital organs in the inside. It's like the air we breathe. Glory to God. And then the word of God, we're talking about our feet, number three of the armor. Our feet, like I said, each one of these could take, I'm telling you, you can go extensively into each one of these. But because we only have about 9 minutes left, I want to be able to go through them in this space of time and wrap up in this basic training and by and spiritual warfare. The third one is our feet covered with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Now, that's so important about the gospel of peace. The good news of peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding, that mounts guards and keeps our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. The peace of God. Glory to God. Apostle, find that scripture on the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't have it in my notes. How am I going to miss about the guard system? God has given us a guard system. He said our feet covered with the gospel of peace. There's so much I could talk about while Apostle finds that scripture on the peace of God that passes all understanding. They said that the gospel, the feet shod has two parts for a soldier. It has a steel guard that is a metal guard that protects the shin and up to the knees so that when that soldier is going forth, that they won't get injured as they go forth. And then they have spikes on the bottom of those shoes so that they can grip. So that they won't, you know, they can be able to climb mountains and do other things. And that's what the peace of God. Do you have that, Apostle? And I believe it's Philippians, the peace of God that passes on.
Yeah, Philippians 4 and verse 6. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle. Out of all the scriptures, huh, in the world, I left that one off. Glory to God. So we have the peace of God. Thank you, Apostle, that passes all understanding. Then we have next the helmet. I'm sorry. We have next the shield of faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we know that faith comes and says, how do we build our shield? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Over and over again. It's not just enough to hear the word one time, saints of God. We've got to hear the word over and over in Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. And that shield, they said, above all else. See, God said above. Now, if he says above all else, that means something because he said when he comes back, will he find faith? Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we're going to need that shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Faith in our relationship with God, faith for healing. We need faith for prosperity, plenty more than enough. We need faith for the peace of God. We need faith in every single area of our lives so that we can quench every lying, fiery dart of the enemy that will try to come our way. Even now, as we're doing this, I want you to do this with me right now. There's a scripture that says, casting down imagination. This, they say, I cast down every vain imagination, every high thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I command every thought to come into obedience and to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's important. We can't just let our mind run rampant. The enemy bringing all his little fiery darts. If you tell me the devil's telling you something, then you need to cast that thing down. So that's not my thought. I'm my beloved, and my beloved is mine. I belong even now to the bridegroom king. He is mine and I am his. He loved me so much he gave his life for me. He suffered, he bled, he died. And God said, if I gave my son for you in Romans 8:32, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? God said, I'm for you. I'm on your side. I don't hold anything against you, saith the Lord. Glory to God. He said, don't let the devil condemn you. Don't let the devil put you down. He said, rest in my arms. Rest in my care. Glory to God. And then so we see the breath with the breastplate of righteousness, I'm sorry, with the shield of faith, putting on that shield of faith. Then the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation. This is what, again, and that really went along with the last verse that I said, casting down every imagination. Because the main battlefield that many times happens is between our ears. And the word of God says, and for the helmet of salvation, he said, therefore, with joy will we draw water out of the wells of salvation. God said, I've provided you everything that you need that pertains to life and godliness. I've given that to you. Now, he said, cast down. I could go into all of it. I have about 4 minutes left. So I just thank God. That's my choice because I don't want to keep you all too long. Glory to God. So the helmet of salvation, he said, so it can protect you from every thought that is not, I even got a little bit ahead of myself, to protect you from every thought that is not of God. Then number 6 says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hebrews 4 and verse 12 says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The sword of the Spirit. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and exposed before the eyes of him who we must give account. In Psalms 147 and verse 15, he says that when his word goes forth, it will run swiftly. That's why it's important that we speak in line with God's word. Even though it may not look like any changes are happening, continue to speak God's word over the situation. Decree with me right now. I decree and declare. Because when you decree and declare a thing in Job 22 and verse 28, it will be established unto you. Say, I decree and declare, and I establish in my life the word of God. I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. I am whole. I am well. I am sound. I am prosperous and in good health, even as my soul prospers. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I establish that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue, no matter what the tongue is, that will rise up against me in judgment, I decree, I declare it to be in the wrong. In Jesus' name. So we remember that the sword of the Spirit, it cuts both ways. I could go into that in such a long way. Then number 7, that we said that we've looked at, that number 1 was loins girt about with the truth. Number 2, the breastplate of righteousness. Number 3, feet covered with the gospel of peace. Number 4, the above all else, the shield of faith. Number 5, the helmet of salvation. Number 6, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, number seven is a lance, L-A-N-C-E, a lance. You said, I haven't seen that word. I've never even seen that word in that passage. But the word of God says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He said in the word of God, the men are always to pray and not to faint. He said, pray without ceasing in Luke 18 and verse 1. Prayer is like a lance, L-A-N-C-E. It's like a lance because a lance is a long weapon. Well, you don't even have to get close to somebody. That's why you'll see them on the jousting, and you'll see them on a horse most times, and you'll see them with that lance. It's a spear designed to be used by a mounted warrior, a cavalry soldier. In ancient and medieval warfare, it evolved into the leading weapon in cavalry charges, and was unsuited for throwing. You couldn't use it to throw. For repeated thrusting, unlike other weapons, but it was one that you could be able to come and be able to use in the name of to thrust through something. Well, that's what you all have been doing. Those of you who are prayer warriors, you're using the lance of prayer. That lance of prayer. Well, you might not be getting close. Many times God just tells me, get a name. Ask him what the name, and that's what people in the world do, especially those who are in witchcraft and warfare, in witchcraft and those kind of things. They'll come up and ask you, what's your name? And when they get your name, then they want to be able to send things towards you. But God has had us doing that a long time. What's your name? I said, just your first name. And then I'll go and put them on my prayer list and intercede, not for their detriment, but for their good. Hallelujah. And so that's the way we do. We intercede. Glory to God. In order so that we may be able, all of these weapons of our warfare, that we may be able to stand and to stand with all the plans and the tactics, the maneuvers, wiles, and methods of the enemy. I'm 1 minute over, so I'm going to close up right now. So we've been going over these last few weeks, and we've had for the last 5 weeks, we've been doing a boot camp, spiritual training and basic training in spiritual warfare. The first week we went over about how God, the moment that we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, and our God, the moment we're born again, God enlists us into his army. Our key scripture for this time has been 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 3 and 4, that he calls us to be able to endure, keep on keeping on, hardness, temptations, tests, and trials as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He's called us and told us not to be entangled in the affairs of this life. The second week we went over about our commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ. Our key scripture, Ephesians, in the first chapter, 17 through 23, that Christ Jesus is the captain of our salvation. He's the captain, Ephesians 1. Somebody said, what she said? Ephesians 1, and you can really start at 16 down to 23 and then go over to Ephesians 2 and verse 6. Those are our key scriptures for our commander-in-chief. Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, the great head of the church, the captain of our salvation and the captain of our faith. And we went into depth how he does not, bottom line with this, he said, I don't want you worrying. I don't want you fretting about anything. I want you to know I'm not sending you into this warfare. There's a warfare going on. We've established that there is a warfare going on, but he's the greater one in us than anything or anybody in the world. And we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We got a Savior, you sweet, I know. And he's the one that's with you and the one that will go before you. And he'll even be what he calls it, look that word up in the Bible, real reward. He said, I not only will go with you, I'll go before you, but I'll even come behind you. You have to say, Lord, thank you for going behind me. Because sometimes when we leave out of a place, the enemy tries to come at us as a real reward to come against us. But we got a real reward. And that's Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And so then on the third week, we begin to find out that not only are we soldiers in the Lord, but we have such a very, very vast identity package, who we're called, what God. It's good to know that we're soldiers, but we need to know all of our identity in Christ, in whom, in him, so that we can know the direction that we will go in our lives. Because when we see that, somebody said, oh, you think you're a bag of chip and all of that. Oh, yeah, we are. Not in of ourselves, no, but in Christ Jesus, Oh, Lord, we're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. We're a believer with delegated authority to use the name of Jesus, that at his name every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We have a vast identity package, and we went over that vast identity package as much as we could in the time that we had. And then on the fourth week, which was last week, we began to go over the weapons of our warfare. There are over 20-some weapons that I know of. There are probably many more than that. But we went over last week about 16 of them. We went over 10 of them in depth. The weapons of our warfare, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, intercessory prayer in other tongues, worship and praise is one of the weapons of our warfare. So we went over 10 of those weapons of our warfare last week. And then this week, we're endeavoring to go over the armor of God, what to put off and then what to put on. And we were instructed this week to put on the whole armor of God. Why? So that we would be able to stand. And when we've done all to stand victorious in him. Now, as I close, and I'm looking at 10:05, as I close out, I want to say what God said to me to close out with, all right? Because it's important that we remember that as soldiers, not only have we looked at the identity of who we are, but we see and we looked at the identity of who, and as our commander-in-chief, he's also our bridegroom. He's our bridegroom king. He's the king of every king, the Lord of every Lord. And as his body, the word of God says, we're the body of Christ. And then we're the bride of Christ. He said, even so, the bride, hallelujah, the spirit and the bride say, come. So he is our bridegroom, our bridegroom. And what he wants us to do as our bridegroom, he wants us to occupy. He said, I want you, as we close, and we can, as we're closing now, he wants us to be able to occupy until he comes. Remember, he wants us, and this is as we're closing. If you didn't get all the other, I want you to understand that this is about a relationship with him. He wants us to stay close to him, to be on ready. He does not want us to be entangled in this, with this world or in this world, to be a soldier bride. He says, I want you to be about my business while looking for him to come. He said, soldier bride, remember that he does give us all things to enjoy. He says, I'm giving you everything to enjoy. He says, I take pleasure, my children, in your prosperity. He says, I want you to prosper, to be in health. Soldier bride, he says, I want you to prosper. What man has a bride and he doesn't want to do something special for his bride? That's why you got to know who you are. We're soldier brides. He says, I want you to know, I take pleasure in your prosperity. I want you to prosper, to be in health, as your soul prospers. In other words, again, he says, as soldier brides, those who are extending their faith and you're trusting God, you're trusting them to be healed. He said, I want you to be healed. He said, I want you to keep on trusting me for that. Keep on trusting me. He said, I know you're believing me to be married. There are some of you that are believing to be married. He said, keep on believing and entrusting God to be married. He said, some of you are believing God for that new car. Keep on believing God for that new car. He said, I'm your bridegroom, king. I care about you. He says, that one that's believing God for that new house, for your ministry and business to flourish. Someone is even trusting in Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. It says that God will give them the power to get and acquire wealth so that his covenant may be fulfilled. They're looking for money with a mission to come to them. Are you that one that's been looking for money with a mission, money on assignment? Have you been the one that God says to you that you're looking for multi-millions, multi-billions, multi-trillions? God said, keep on believing and trusting and have faith. He said, occupy. Keep on occupying until I come. Standing in faith, believing. But this is what he says. But never let any of these things take the cry from your heart of Maranatha. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, my commander in chief, the lover of my soul, my bridegroom king, my beloved in whom is all my delight. As soldiers, soldier brides, we said none of these can take the place of you, our Lord, our Savior, our constant companion, our very best friend. You are our greatest desire and who we long for. And we say, even so. The Lord brought to mind, he said, you know, sometimes there are soldiers that have to go to the service. I'm closing now. I'm really closing. He said that there are sometimes, and then sometimes there are two people who get married and both of them are in the military. That happened with my with my brother. My brother, Pastor Herbert, he married Lady Diane, and both of them were in the military together. So there are some people who are in the military together. And then there are some people who have a higher rank than their mate. They have a higher rank than the others. Well, just imagine that if you have a soldier who is a commander-in-chief, and he marries another soldier. And as he's married to that soldier, he begins to tell her, he says, now, look, I know that I can't come to you right now. I may be able to, I'm looking any moment to come to you. And he tells his wife, he said, now, you still go get that house now. I want you to get the furniture to go in the house. I want you to get us a car. I want you to get everything that is there. I want you to do that. And then after, and she's looking, but she don't know what day he's coming. She don't know what hour he's coming. She don't even know if he is. And he says, I got something to tell you. I might come before you get all of those things done. So don't get entangled with him now, because the word of God says that a soldier does not entangle himself with the things of this world. He gives us all things to enjoy. He says that. He takes pleasure in our prosperity. He takes pleasure in our well-being. He wants us to do well and be well. And for that one who's been one that says, you know, Lord, I want to be used even in the financial realm, that's what I'll give you those multi-millions. I don't have that just laid up for the pimps and prostitutes and whores. He said, I got it laid up just for you. He said, but I don't want you to take delight. I want you to be able to say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now, don't be offended if you're a pimp or a prostitute, or you may be a whore. Don't be offended, because he says to you, come to him, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. But the one thing that you want to see in this is that he's saying, I'm your commander-in-chief. I am your bridegroom king. And he's also a bridegroom king, and he's even a prince, the prince of peace. He's the king of kings and the prince of peace, the lord of lords, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley. He's our commander. And so he says, occupy till I come. Keep on doing. Soldiers, this is the end of this. We're at the end of this basic training in spiritual warfare. So the Holy Ghost says, I want to sit down and talk to you. I want to talk to you, soldiers. I want you to know you're my bride. You're not just any kind of soldier. You are my bride. I love you with an everlasting love. I gave my life for you. Now, I want you to be ready. I want you to look forward. I want your cry to be, even so, come, Lord Jesus, because he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. He says, so you occupy. Keep on doing what you're doing. I'm your bridegroom. I want you to have the best. I want you to walk in excellence. I want you to have the power to get wealth, that my covenant may be confirmed. That's Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. He said, I want you to do this. He said, but if I happen to come before that, I want you to look for my coming and know that whatever you have here on earth, I have better for you. And then you'll be able to be in my presence forever. Thank God for this particular boot camp. This 5 weeks has gone by very, very fast. This boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. I want to thank God for each one of you that have been in this particular service. And I'm telling you, my heart has been blessed, because I thank God for him being our bridegroom king, our bridegroom king, and we being his soldier brides, who has gone to prepare a place for us, who says, I love you so much, soldiers. I love you so much. I'm with you. I go before you. I go behind you. I back you. And we thank God for today. Father, we thank you for this time. I want to thank you for these last 5 weeks that have seemed to go by so very, very fast. Lord God, the last part that you wanted me to give today, and all that's been said, every part of the 5 weeks, may we remember that you're the one who is our bridegroom king, that you're the one that is with us. And no matter what we face on a day-to-day basis, you love us. Well, I can hear telling that Tavala said, who loves you, baby? And we can say, Jesus, you love us. This I know. Not only because the Bible tells us so, but because you proved it. You suffered, you bled, you died in order to bring us into right standing with yourself. We love you so much, and we honor you. We glorify your name. We magnify you, and we give you glory. We give you praise and honor. And, Lord, may you bless every man and woman, boy and girl, not only who are listening now, but to those if you tarry to come. And we do say, come, Lord Jesus. To those who tarry, if you tarry to come, that you would bless each one, draw each one by your spirit, and we give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle finished before 10:15. I wanted to finish 15 minutes ago, but we were wrapping up it up. God bless you. I turn it back over to you, and I'm going on mute. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. And I shout, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was just a wonderful ending of our spiritual warfare boot camp that never ends. Amen. We'll be back again with this. But thank you. I love the direction that the Lord had you to go in today. Just beautiful. And just knowing that we are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. We absolutely are the bride of Christ. And that we have to put off some things. Amen. Put off some things out of our lives, out of our mouths, out of our minds. Hallelujah. Put off some things. Amen. And then put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Because we're the bride. We have a relationship with the Lord. Amen. And we don't want anything to get in our relationship. Hallelujah. I don't know. All of a sudden, something came to me many years ago, you know, when Calvin Klein jeans first came out. And there was a commercial that said, I don't want anything between me and my jeans or something like that.
Hallelujah.
Why would I think of that? but we don't want anything to come between us and our God. And, you know, as Pastor Price, as you were speaking today, I had a conversation with someone today, and there was so many things that we talked about that you knew nothing about us talking about that came up in this and you speaking today, and it was just awesome. And so we thank God. You know, I thought about, you know, the things that we have to put off from us. The Lord has given us a word. He's beginning to give us this word for 2023. And it's that there's going to be exposure in 2023, and it's already started. And what he said to me was that the foundations are being exposed. So the foundations of who we are, that's being exposed, whether it's good, bad, ugly, it's being exposed. And so it's going to be very important for us to put off some things. Put away some things, you know, like, you know, she was saying the lying. Put off those things that are not pleasing unto God. Put off those things. Get them out of us. And that's what I've been praying about, you know, myself just lately. Like, Lord, just shine your light, expose it, and let's get rid of this stuff, you know, that's putting cracks in my foundation, or, you know, or mold and mildew in the foundation, whatever it is that's in the foundation that's not giving you glory, I want it to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I also thought about, you know, the words that come out of my mouth. I was talking about this earlier today, and it came back to me as well. There are some things that maybe we want to say, but how the Holy Spirit will constrain us and put us in a different direction because we, you know, we have put off some things, and God is touching us and leading us by His Spirit. Well, I was in the elevator the other day or yesterday, and there was a young man there. He was maybe 20 years old, maybe teen, and I walked in the elevator, just he and I were in the elevator, and it smelled like marijuana so bad. It was like a stench. And, you know, I just really, in myself, I just wanted to light into him and say, you know, what are you doing? smoking this stuff. It's only like 10 o'clock in the morning. You got this place lit up. And I was about to say something. And then I noticed on his sleeve was written the words, obey God. I opened up my mouth about to tell him about himself or just, you know, make mention of that in just such a not nice way. The obey God stood out more. And I said, ooh, I like your shirt, obey God. And, you know, when I said that, that completely changed the situation around. And he said, oh, obey God. He said, I just realized that's on this shirt. I didn't even know it was on the shirt. Hallelujah. And so God was doing something with that. And that just stands out to me about myself, about this young man. And then as he was getting off the elevator, I just said to him, remember, obey God. That's a good thing. And that was our conversation. And that part will stay with him probably a lot longer than me telling him that he smells like marijuana first thing in the morning. So God will give us a way to be able to give him glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So what Pastor Price was talking about today, you know, that we are the bride of Christ. And we want to take a moment here to give you an opportunity. If you don't know for sure that you're the bride of Christ, that you are born again, that you are saved, this is your moment. Hallelujah. This is your time to know for sure that you are the bride that Jesus Christ is coming back for. And when we say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, he's coming. He's coming soon. Amen. Things are starting to happen in this world. You know how they say when if you go to a little town and all the stores are closed up, they say something like they done rolled up the sidewalk. Everything's closed over here. Amen. Well, that's what's going on right now. The sidewalks are being rolled up. The rivers are drying up. You know, they call it climate change. But these are signs that Jesus is coming soon. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. First of all, he starts with a relationship. He starts with a love thing here. Amen. He's letting us know that he loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us so much, he doesn't want us to perish. And he sent Jesus to make sure that we were taken care of. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. I was in a store yesterday, and there was a lady there, and she was trying to sell me a new phone service. And so I just began to talk to her, and then the Lord, we began to have a real spiritual conversation, whether she knew it or not. But I began to talk to her about the Lord. She said, don't you know two other people have talked to me? You know, I was like, oh, okay, I get it, Lord. Amen. She's the target here. She's the one that you want saved. God is so merciful and so wonderful that he'll send people after people after people to get you. Amen. And you're here today. He wants you to be saved. So the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that's saying a prayer, believing in your heart, making a choice to believe. You don't have to do a doctoral dissertation, know everything about Jesus, because you can't really know everything about him to be able to make the decision. You just must make the decision by faith. Hallelujah. And then you confess with your mouth, believe that in your heart, and you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe You died for me. Come into my heart, to my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, I'm the bride of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for you right now, and we welcome you. We welcome you, bride of Christ. Hallelujah. We welcome you into a great relationship, an eternal relationship with your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you right now. Hallelujah. That he is your bridegroom husband right now in the name of Jesus. And he's coming back to get you and me. Amen. Because we are the church as well. Hallelujah. So we pray over you, Lord God, fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk, power to do right, power to think right, power to sing right. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your power, even as they sit down and read the Bible, that you will give them the understanding, the power to understand the word of God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and glory and also power to pray in their prayer language. We give you glory for that, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we just bless God for you right now. We invite you to come to church. Amen. Come to church. Any Bible-believing church, go to a church around the neighborhood where you live and get to know people and get to know who you are and who your God is. Amen. And also, we want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. This family of broadcast has been designed by the Lord. Hallelujah. So that we can learn and we can grow in the things of God. On Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday. And all of our broadcasts, all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, our phone number, you can call it. It's 516-418-5699. So this Sunday, and every Sunday is 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday's a special Sunday. We have tag team preaching. You can bring a word, the word of God, scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. Read your devotional for 5 minutes. You can read scripture for 5 minutes, but we want you to do something, hallelujah, to honor the God that you love. Amen. So that's what we're doing this Sunday. We're also having communion this Sunday. Bring your communion elements. Hallelujah. And then what we're also doing is beginning Pastor Appreciation Month. So you'll have time and you'll have space to be able to honor your pastors. Hallelujah. So be honored to honor the pastors here. Pastor Mom, myself, we have Pastor Price who comes with us, Pastor Mark, hallelujah, and other ministry gifts that's on the line as well. Praise God. On Monday we have our Bible teaching, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to go quickly. Tuesday we have our Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. You can volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, mark your calendar. excuse me, and set your cell phone alarm the second Wednesday of the month of October. We're almost there. It's going to be the 12th. That's the second Wednesday, the 12th of October, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can look forward to healing being manifested. Just the past 2 months, there has been 20 healings. Glory to God. Tell your family and your friends. Amen. Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. We're starting a new month, and starting next month, we're going to have this man that is, God is just using him in great ways. I'm trying to think of what he's called. It's a person who cuts trees down. He's an artist. His artwork is all over St. Louis. And he's a missionary to Pakistan. And so, and probably many more things than that. And so we're going to have him on. His name is Phillips, hallelujah, Phillips Berwick. Wendell's going to be with us for the month of October. Extremely interesting man, hallelujah. He prayed for someone in Pakistan who had never heard before, and they could hear. Glory to God. I saw the picture of someone happened to take a picture of him while he was praying, and the anointing was on the picture. So I'm going to put the pictures out on our Facebook page. Amen. Amen. So now we're going to open up the line, and I think I still hear Pastor Mom in there. She was repeating the prayer of salvation. Thank you for doing that, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. It helps to pace me when they pray the prayer of salvation with me, and I can hear them through the wall. So thank you all so much for doing that. So I'm going to open up the lines for them, and before we go tonight, we're going to give you Pastor Price's Cash App and her PayPal so that you can bless her as the Lord leads you. Welcome, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Thank you.
Amen. You're still awake. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Did you want to say anything, Pastor Mom?
You want to say something?
Yes, very good tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Hallelujah.
Now, earlier I believe Pastor Price has already prayed for you, but do you want to say anything else, Pastor Price?
Yes, is Pastor Mom still on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Pastor Mom. How you doing?
How's your arm feeling?
Is your arm feeling better?
Yes, I'm feeling better.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just want to thank God.
She's still having a little wheezing.
Okay. Well, Father God, I join with Pastor Catherine and with Apostle, even now, because I know that your word runs swiftly. Your word is powerful. It's one of the weapons of our warfare and also a part of our armor, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And so this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, even as I come, I speak to the root and the source of all wheezing, Lord God, and every kind of respiratory, I speak to the root and the cause of it. And all problems to mom's respiratory system, the root and the cause of it. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist it in Jesus' name. I charge and command it to leave mom in Jesus' name and never come back in Jesus' name. I pray you apply your word, Father God, in obedience to you like a medicine. For you said the spirit of faith believes, and therefore the spirit of faith will speak. And so we come this day, and you said speak to the mountain, and said be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and if we do not doubt in our hearts, but believe that those things that we say it will come to pass, we'll have whatsoever we say it.
Now, Father, we know that we have an enemy that wants to make it like that this is a lie. It is good because he is the father of all lies. So we stand on your word that is forever settled in heaven. And so this day we speak and decree and declare and establish that by the stripes of Jesus, mom is healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And we decree and declare over Pastor Mom this day that no weapon, no matter what form the weapon is, that is formed against Pastor Mom, no weapon formed against Pastor Mom shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against Pastor Mom shall be declared to be in the wrong. And Father God, we thank you now for your abiding anointing on the inside of Pastor Mom. And we thank you for your abiding anointing. We decree and declare that you yourself, the anointed one, and your anointed, we know that Jesus Christ is not your last name. But it is the anointing. You're Jesus, the anointed one. And you're on the inside of Pastor Mom. And we decree and declare that your abiding anointing on the inside of Pastor Mom is rising up to destroy and annihilate and obliterate every weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, every pain and discomfort to Pastor Mom's body, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, on her neck and anybody else's neck, in the name that's above every name, on her arm, in her respiratory system, her bronchial tubes, in her system, Lord God, even if it's an allergic reaction, we decree and declare, Lord God, that by your stripes, Pastor Mom is and we're healed. And we decree and declare that Pastor Mom is the redeemed of you. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say so. We decree and declare that by your stripes, Pastor Mom is and we're healed. We thank you for your word running swiftly. We worship you in advance. We don't wait. We use the weapon of our warfare, which is worship and praise. We're praising you for your mercy. You're Pastor Mom's bride. You are her bridegroom. You are her King of kings and Lord of lords. You're the one that she trusts with all her heart. And so we thank you tonight, Lord God, for your word running swiftly. We thank you for your mercy. Your mercy enduring forever. We thank you, Lord God, for giving Mom recreative miracles in every cell, organ, and system of her body. We decree and declare that Mom is strong in you and in the power of your might. She's strong. Thank you for your strength, Lord God. We decree and declare strength over Pastor Mom in Jesus' name. And we give you glory in advance. We decree and declare even now that Pastor Mom has long-term and short-term memory, Lord God. And that even now her speech is clear in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that Pastor Mom has power, love, and a sound and very well-balanced mind. We decree and declare that over Pastor Mom, all of her children, their mates and their children, and over every person that Lord God is listening on this line, we decree and declare healing, health, and wholeness over Pastor Mom and over each one of us in Jesus' name, and we give you praise. Lord, thank you for manifesting your love to Pastor Mom. You love her. Thank you for your love, how you gave your life for her. How much more would you not give her freely all things? You said in Matthew 7:11, that those ones who are evil, if they know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will you give good things to them than ask? Thank you, Lord God, for giving good things to Pastor Mom, giving her good things in her body, strengthening her, healing her, Lord God, in every cell and organ. And that person that's been going through on their knee, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and praise you, Lord God, for your love. That one that I just felt on the head, just the pain that hit the head. Thank you, Lord God, for your love being manifested, for your mercy. And we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Pastor Mom, I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
All right, may you have a very blessed night. And I decree and declare that no coughing, we said not allowed, no coughing allowed, no coughing. We plead the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the word of God, and the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection against anything that will try to come against you in any way, shape, or form. In Jesus' name, you have a blessed night, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
All right. Is Pastor Catherine there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much for the prayer.
You're welcome.
And
hallelujah.
And I just want to say I have really enjoyed you this month. What a great job you've done.
And, glory to God.
It's something that it's been planted into our hearts for this month. That no matter what we're going through, it. That you got something planted into our hearts, and I just want to tell you thank you so much, and just always. And I don't want to try to preach what you preach, but I just want to just kind of just say some things that what God has given me as you minister that,
amen.
Yeah, we are to be good soldiers. I mean, good soldiers. We're in His army. We're to be good soldiers, and also that we are the bride of Christ. That just means so much. That means so.
Yeah.
We are. When you think about that, we are the bride. When you think about a bride that's getting ready to go and marry someone, we are the bride. Oh, that's an awesome. We are. I mean, once we get into His army, we're awesome.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And I just want to say thank you. And then we got that chief commander. He is our chief commander. Hallelujah. He is our chief commander. One that we can stay close to. One that we can get to really know. Because the earthly one, we only see them from afar. But this one, we can get so close to Him. And I just want to even thank you for even tonight, the things that you talked about tonight. Here that we're to put off the old self. Put off the old self, yes, and put on the new self. And I know it's a process.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and I know sometimes I know with my own self, I know sometimes there are times when I do fail, but I thank God He always gives us another chance that we can
continue to
get it right. Yes, and repent. Yes. And continue on. And it's just to be strong. You want us to be strong in Him. Because I'll tell you, there's some things that have gone on with our family, and some things I never thought would even ever happen. And I know it's not only happening to our family, but there are things that are happening in life, in people's lives. Yes, that you would never think that would happen. And that's why you saying that we got to stay strong. We got to stay strong and not to give up and don't turn back, to press your way through, endure.
Yeah.
We are to endure. So I just want to say thank you. And also I know that some of us are being entangled with the world. We get so involved in politics. I've got somebody now, I can't even call them or anything. They so entangled with the world. But we as soldiers, we can't be entangled with this world because we belong to another kingdom, praise God. But I don't want to keep on going. You just said so many good things. All of this, I just want to say thank you. And my plan is to continue to occupy. I'm going to occupy till He comes back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you again. And thank you, Father.
God bless you, Pastor Catherine.
This great training. I'm going to keep my notes. I hope I can keep up with my notes until next year when you come back again. Because I know you're going to have some more, you're going to refresh us with some more, even if it's the same thing here. So thank you. God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
God bless you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Well, I see so many of you are still on with us tonight. If you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, prophecy requests, you know Pastor Price is a prophet now. So if you, you know, well, just press your number one key. And we'll open the line for you. Also, encourage the woman of God. Amen. So press your number one key. Hopefully it's working. Praise the Lord. I'm looking at my text to see if you press your number one key, and I don't see it because I don't see anyone with their number one key pressed. So I'll give you a moment. Okay, Minister Rachel's texting me now. I'll open up your line. Anyone else, send me a text if you press your number one key. We may open up all the lines after this, too. Jill, welcome.
Hi, everyone. This is an on-time word. As I was listening, scriptures was coming up that I need to keep on saying and about the when she was going into the weaponry of the truth and all, the belt of truth. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, keep the truth. Because we often talk to people like they say, you have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They're, you know, they don't see enough people, you know, being for real for the Lord. So they call themselves, you know, Christians, but there's no fruit. And they don't share Christ with them. I mean, they'll do works and they think that's enough. And they'll go to service on Sunday and that's it. They don't want to say anything else. But I just want to pray for those. And you can pray for those who do that they will truly have a heart to turn to Jesus and not be lukewarm or be, that way, because the Lord is so awesome and it's good to be real for him and to be yielded to him, because I see it in my life and I know I've been through enough, and but he still keeps on helping me and strengthening me through it. And
amen.
I'm grateful for that. For his grace and his love and how he knit me to know each and every one of y'all in him, and I'm able to glean fruit and walk in that fruit and teach that fruit to my family and pray for their souls and their well-being so that we can be, you know, stay ready for the Lord and just be a good steward over his blood of his dear son and truly be yielded so we can be conformed to the image of his dear son. So that none be lost, you know. There's people attached to my life that I need to let the Lord be him through me, so that that person will come to a relationship with Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
And then, Apostle, I wanted to say something. I went to talk to you on the other phone. If you have time. Early tomorrow, if you can, like around like 11:30, my
sure.
time tomorrow, yeah, and before lunchtime, yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
I want
to
thank God for
you
coming
out. Let me show you something. Look, it's about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. Right.
And Minister Rachel, I want to thank God for you coming on. Can she hear me, Apostle?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
And I can tell from your voice tonight that there are some things going on, and I thank God for just working on your behalf and for him encouraging your heart and to really remember he is your bridegroom, your king, the lover of your soul. And I know you know that. I know that you know that. And
amen.
I thank God for that. Being God in the midst, whatever's going on and however it's going on, I thank him for being God in the midst where you are. And thank God for you being on tonight. And I thank God for your birthday. Remember, it's not just one day. So God, just like you've done with me, there are things that you believe God for and it came through and you were able to be a blessing. I'm still believing God to be a blessing unto you. So I give glory to God. So I praise God for it. But did you have a good birthday yesterday, Minister Rachel?
Yeah, I will go party with y'all. He's encouraging the Lord. It's fun. So we got to rejoice together with the Lord, and that's a better birthday that I am saved and born again. And it's been 22 years since I've been saved, and I totally surrendered my life to the Lord. My son turned 22, my oldest son, because I gave my life to Jesus fully. And got filled with the Holy Spirit when my son was little, and now he's 22 years old, to God be the glory, and now I'm 44.
Hallelujah.
I'm grateful to say my age because I don't look my age. But God be the glory because it's his glory all over me. He make me look so good.
That's wonderful. That's a great blessing. That's a great blessing. Well, I thank God for you being on tonight. And now I just pray a special benediction over you, even Ephesians 3:20. Now may the Lord, the God, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, may God bless you. May he continue to keep you. I'm saying numbers. This numbers. I think it's 6 and 23 and 24 and 25. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to continually shine greatly upon you and all of yours. And may he give you, even this night,
an abundance of this peace that passes all understanding to continue to keep and guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. May he be able to let you be somewhere in the future, knowing that it looks much better than it looks right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And may he comfort you in your heart in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 1 through 5 and 6. May he comfort you with his comfort as only he can comfort you, in the name of Jesus, so that when others going through the same thing that you're going through, that you may comfort their heart, in the name of Jesus Christ. I just hear one thing. I remember when the Lord, my son was 12. He's 53 now, but he was 12 years old. And the Lord told me, Minister Rachel, to send him back with his natural daddy, to send him to his daddy for a year. And I said to the Lord, I said, you know, Father, I said, you know, I've obeyed you. I said, I've obeyed you, Father, to do what you told me to do. I said, but Father, this was, remember now, my son's 53 now, but he was 12 then. I said, but this, I said, but Lord, this time I'm not going to obey you, Lord. I said, I can't send my son away because my son was, even though I married my husband and he had children and I had one, which was Don. And God granted me the desire of my heart because I always wanted 8 children. So my husband had 5, then I had 1, and then we had 2 together, which gave us that 8 that I always wanted. But I wanted to say to you, Minister Rachel, that when he told me to send the only son that I had birthed into the world, he told me to send him to his daddy for a year. And I had said to the Lord, I said, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. So I was in the kitchen, and I was crying, washing dishes in the kitchen. And my son came in, and at that time he was still taller than I was. And he came in and he said, Mama, what's the matter? Mama, what's the matter? I said, the Lord told me to send you back to your daddy for a year. And he started crying. I said, well, baby, don't worry. I ain't going to send you. I said, baby, don't worry. I'm not going to send you back there for no year with him. Uh-uh. And just crying, both of us. And then he said, Mama, we got to obey God. He said, we got to obey God. I said, well, we need to talk to somebody that we know love the Lord. And this lady has just gone on to be with the Lord. So we went over to Miss Beverly's, and when we went, she said, now, you need to obey God. If God told you to do that, you got to obey God. And so I began to have things set in order to get ready to send him back there, take him back there to his daddy. And so when his daddy was angry, he was very angry. His daddy said, that was back to the St. Louis area, and I was in California. And his daddy said, yeah, you want to just bring him here and dump him off, or bring him. And it was a hurt that I could not explain to you. He could be outside playing, and I could hear him and know when something was going on with him. And so here I took my son back there. I remember that on the day when it was time for me to leave, well, I had first said to the Lord, I'll go, but I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to leave the St. Louis area. I'm going to stay back there with my child. God said, if you don't, I'll have to be here where you won't even be able to be back here with him. So I left him there for 1 year. But on the bus, when I got ready to get on the bus to leave to come back to California, he just cried. They had to pull him off the bus, and he was just crying, and I was crying. And so the year went by. There were things that were rough. One time he called me and told me his daddy had put his foot on his neck in order to spank him one time. He was going through his school. There was so much going on. But the day when he returned, when he got back and went back, I saw a Bible. I saw a Bible. It was a burgundy red Bible. And the burgundy red Bible was just big and thick. It was like somebody who had used it a lot. And I asked him, Minister Rachel, I said, Don, I said, whose Bible is that? He said, that's my Bible, Mama. I said, Don, what's the most wonderful thing that happened to you while you were in St. Louis? He said, the day when my daddy went up and gave his heart and life to the Lord. Those were his words. He said, the day my daddy went up and gave his heart and life to the Lord. And so when I went back to St. Louis, the Lord visited me special while I was there. He had a special visitation. And while I was there, the Lord began to tell me about some things that he was getting ready to do. And when I got back to California, that's in 1981, he sent me around the world. And every place I would go, I would send as much as I could a postcard back to my son. And one of the things the Lord was telling me at that time, when I said I wasn't going to go, he said, I gave my only begotten son for you. He said, you can do this with Don. And what ended up happening was God was preparing me for the years to come so that I would be able to release my son into his hands and know that he would be able to keep him and take care of him. And I thought about how on a daily basis, every day, no matter by the goodness of the Lord, he calls me just to see, Mama, how you doing? He married. He got to cleave to his wife. He's married, and he has children. He has five children, but yet and still, he called his mama to see how his mama doing, and I thank God for that. But I could be able to release him to his wife. Now, I don't know why I'm going through all that story, because I don't know none of your business. I know absolutely nothing about what you're going through, but the Lord let me know by his spirit, tell you that story. They're, all things are working together for good on your behalf, because you love God and are called according to his purpose and plan. And there are things that God is preparing even for the future that is affecting on the future. There will be future things that because of what's happening right today and during this time, he said the future, it will affect things well in the future. One little last thing, and I'm going to stop, Apostle, because I know we're late. The one thing is that I can remember when my son got married. And I remember the mother-in-law, his mother-in-law came, and she said, oh, you're going to be over his house every day. And you're just too close. You're going to be over. And I said, no, I won't. And surely I wasn't, because God had me when he was 12 years old to commit and commend him to him, knowing that God was able to keep him and take care of him. And so I just thank God for you, Minister Rachel, whatever it is that you're going through. Whatever it is that's happening right at this particular time, because as a mother, we're like mother hens. We love our children. We're like mother swans, and we love our children. We want to keep them under our wing and keep them close to us. But God is doing a work. He's doing a thing, and I just praise God for you. So I just ask God's blessing, and that, like you said, may he bless you and keep you, continue to make his face shine upon you, and continue to give you an abundance of peace as your bridegroom king. God bless you, Minister Rachel. God bless you.
Amen.
Are you still there, okay. Minister Rachel? Or did she go?
Yeah. Don't touch that door, children. It's sleep. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still here.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Have a blessed night,
Amen.
Minister Rachel.
God bless you all.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless. Praise the Lord. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. You're still holding on. Thank you so much. Let's talk about Pastor Price. You can press your number one key at any time. Pastor Price, her cash app is $GloryToGod39. That's the cash app is $Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, O, God, 39. Glory, P-O, God, 39. Her PayPal is Helen Price Art. Her PayPal is at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Price, P-R-I-C-E, Art, A-R-T. Amen. That's her PayPal. You can contact Pastor Price via Gmail at helen.price, helen.price@gmail.com. That's helen.price, helen.price@gmail.com. She's also on YouTube, and her YouTube, great YouTube page. I mean, you could just search through that, just have a good time. And she has praying through the Bible, or not praying, reading through the Bible in a year. She has a section that you can read the Psalms and the Proverbs in 1 month, Psalms, Proverbs, and the Book of John. You can read that every month, you know, day by day. She also has spiritual warfare information on there in these one-minute increments. They call them short now. So she has, I don't know, so many of those where it's not, you know, a long thing about spiritual warfare, just one point. And then she'll expand on that. And she says a whole lot in 1 minute. Amen. So just go on her, Pastor Helen McCoy Price YouTube page, and you'll find a lot, even praise and worship playlist on there as well. And then you can go to her Facebook. And her Facebook is Helen God Favors Me Price. So Helen, Faith, one word, and Price, P-R-I-C-E. And, you know, you can keep up with her on Facebook. You can even like her Facebook account so you can, you know, get notification and get, you know, what she's working on there. Also on her Facebook, it talks about her Wednesday date night with God, which is really so good. The date night with God is every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And so information about that is there where you can listen to her or call in via Zoom, right? She's on Zoom. And so all that information is on her Facebook page. And a lot of times she'll even put her outline on there, you know, what the Lord is saying to her outline, scriptures. So the Facebook page is full of good information as well. All right. So we are a little bit past our time here. I'm going to open up everyone's line. And you have a few moments if you want to say anything. You know, we'll take, you know, maybe another 15 minutes or so if we need to.
Good evening, it's Reverend Susan.
If you're not going to do anything.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Reverend Streva. God bless everyone.
Hi, Reverend.
I hear noise. It's not my phone.
Oh, that's
somebody
not
else has a TV on. No.
Okay.
My TV's on mute. But anyway, though, I just wanted to say, Pastor Helen, I really have enjoyed this month. I was a little tired tonight, but I just wanted to encourage you. Y'all minister to me every week, and I just thank God I was able to listen, and I thank God for the ministry, and I thank God for our friendship throughout these 45 years, and not only with you, but with your entire family, and I thank God for the ministry here on Ghetto. I'm just full of gratefulness, and I'm thankful because these things that we're learning, are helping you to stand, because from day to day, you never know what's coming up. And I've learned, you know, I've learned how to stand on the word. I have books. I have tools. I have things. I have a prayer book that Pastor Helen wrote many years ago. That book is raggedy as I don't know what. But I still use that book. And it's a setting the standard prayer book. And as soon as she publishes some more, I want to buy another one. But I thank God for the word and for this teaching. And that's all I wanted to say. God bless you all.
Treva.
Have a great evening. Yes.
Treva, that's what I thank God for your encouragement and for your words. Minister Treva, how long you say we've been friends now? We're at 45 or 44?
45.
45 years? Wow.
Yes.
Glory to God. When you said that about with the books, today, God was dealing with me so much about getting these books out. The ABC Publishing House is the name of the publishing house that God has given me. And we're believing God to be able to get those books out. Even he was showing me visions.
I gotta work on my book.
Yeah, this boot camp. Now that book you have is to set the standard of excellence prayer book. And I believe I'm trying to remember how many years ago that the Lord had me to write that book by His Spirit to set the standard. And we have other books that God has given.
About 30. It has to be about 30. It's not probably about as old as Joy. I've had it
that long. That's right. It is about 30 years old. And then there's the another book, the Traveling on the Wings of Faithful, when I went around the world. And then one of the
books. I saw that book. You showed it to me.
One is the color book, using colors, what colors are coming from you, using colors for biblical remembrance. And so I was seeing this. And then the spiritual boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. Do you know that it came to me today, Apostle and Minister Treva, I plead the blood of Jesus over it, to be able to have a special book, that spiritual warfare book. And there was some, to have even the references in there. So keep me in your prayers on that, and that God will allow that to be able to come to pass, and that everything will, I see that he's done it by faith. I'm not going to say he's going to do it. I believe it's done in Jesus' name. So I just wanted to tell you about that.
And so is mine. I got to work on mine.
That's right.
I started, because you got to publish it.
Amen. That's right. I received that in Jesus' name. And thank you so much for your encouraging words tonight, Minister Treva. God bless you.
You're welcome. And God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. And remember that you can go, you can search on Get 'Em Radio for publishing listen to, we've had publishers here before who have told us how to publish. So, amen.
That's right.
That's another reference place.
Yes, thank you, Apostle.
Amen. Anyone else? Okay. Oh, somebody was about to say something. All right. So,
Apostle, it sounds like somebody trying to say something, but it's not coming in clear.
Oh, okay. We're going to close the line. Amen. And hallelujah. Pastor Price?
Yes.
We want you to give closing remarks and closing prayer.
All right. God bless you, Apostle. Again, thank you so much for you at Get 'Em Radio having me on for this, God.
Yes.
More than anything else, I thank the Lord. I thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for even just being with us and imparting it to us, the revelations that you would have for us to know. I'm so grateful to you, kind Heavenly Father. I thank you, precious Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name, for being with us and allowing this time to come forth. Thank you for drawing us closer to you, even during this time, even though you were highlighting about being soldiers, but you highlighted about our relationship with you, Lord God, and I'm so grateful to you for that, Lord God. I give you praise. I ask you to bless even now Apostle Kizzy and all of Get 'Em Radio, all the Get 'Em Radio family. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing each person that attended this boot camp, Father God, basic training in spiritual warfare. And for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who you would have to come and listen to this in the future if you tarry to come, because we still say, come, Lord Jesus. And we love you, Lord. We honor you. We reverence you. We give you glory. We give you much thanks in Jesus' name. And now the benediction is June 1, verse 24.
now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To you, the only wise God, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name, amen. It's back to you, Apostle. Thank you again so much. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. And we just pray the strength of the Lord upon you. The joy of the Lord is your strength, for him to strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit. And every bit of virtue that has come through you with us and ministering to others, we thank you that that virtue is replaced in you right now without limits, measures, or bounds. We thank you for overflow of virtue. Hallelujah. Overflow in the name of Jesus. And we give God all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you all, and have a blessed rest of the night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people.